Tess Zion. Chof Gimel. Chof. Chof Teves. Monday. Friday, the 1st of January 2016. Start your day the Torah way in conjunction with Beis HaMedrash Nishmas Yisrael and Kehillah Kedusha Chevras B'nei Yisrael Federation. Rabbi Mendel Chizik on Moshe's Pei Chodosh would not nurse from a mitzvah. Pei Chodosh. Chodosh.
Chodosh.
Chodosh.
I think it's worth noting that the Baditshever Rebbe used to get very excited on the 1st of January. He used to say, look at the difference, boy or ray, come and see the difference between the way we celebrate our New Year and the Havdil, Elef Alfei Havdalos, the Muslims celebrate theirs with their rests last night. I think it's fair to say, about this role, Ashrei it's fantastic, it's a chus to start the day, to show the Gabon Shalom, we start our year, and how they start their years. When we've got back holiday, we come together, we spend more time learning. The Yachikala this morning, I learned the sugya of Bishul Akum. I don't want to discuss anything halacha lemaisa, I leave that for the other eminent Rabbonim. I want to look at it a little bit from this week's parasha in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah HaKadosha introduces us in this week's section to Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe's birth, and we're told how Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden for 3 months at the side of the Nile, the side of the Oir. Chazal tell us, in his Gemara and Soita, Moshe was born 3 months early. Moshe was due to be born on Zion Sivan, Shavuos. Moshe was actually born on Zion Ador. And therefore Yecheved was able to hide Moshe Rabbeinu for 3 months at home, because it was before his due date that the Rishonim then point out that when Moshe became 13, Yigdal, and he went out and he killed the Mitzri. Although it may have been known that Moshe had killed the Mitzri, the Gesholim say, they only counted Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday as being from Zion Sivan, 3 months after he was ready by Mitzvah. So although they might have known he was already a godel then, and perhaps liable for his actions, they might have thought he's not yet 13. He's only born on Zion Sivan, that's the day they found him. Therefore, when they said to Moshe Rabbeinu the next day, Misom cholo ish, sar v'shoivet olenu. You're actually an ish, you're actually a man. Moshe had to flee. There's a 3 month period that they didn't know Moshe was born yet. And when Moshe actually was put in the suf at the age of 3 months, the Torah tells us, Barichus in Gemara Soita, they went down. Basya went down, according to one man Doma, to Megaya, and she found Moshe Rabbeinu there. And the Pasuk says she saw a yeled, Vehine na'ar boiche. She saw a yeled, but the na'ar was boiche. Yeled, na'ar. How do we understand the Loshen? What's your yeled? What's your na'ar? Says Rashi, simply, koiloi kena'ar. He sounded older than he actually was. Sfasema says, I heard of my lady Kosh Shiva Pine Kaufman Zatzal, that there's two types of crying. There's a cry one can have over spilt milk. Something's happened, it's over, it's the past. It's a useless cry. But on the other hand, there's a cry of Bechiosh al Tikvo, a cry of hope, not of despair, but a cry for the future. This was Moshe's Koile Kanar, crying for Klal Yisrael. So she said, ah, miyalde ho'ivriyim zeh. That cry only belongs to Klal Yisrael. A goy only understands a cry of despair, a cry of what's lost. Klal Yisrael cry to build. Balaturim says, she opened it and she saw the yeled. V'hinei na'ar boiches, says the Balaturim, wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. The na'ar boiches, says the Balaturim, was Aaron HaKohen. She opened the basket. She saw the yeled. He didn't cry. V'hinei na'ar, not like Rashi that Moshe's koyle was kanar. Na'ar boiches was Aaron HaKohen, an older brother. He was crying. Somebody's chirping my brother. Somebody's trying to take him. Vatoimer, so she says, ah, if I chirp one child and another cries, miyalde ho'ivrimze, this must be Yiddish a child. It's pulled down in the Sefer V'Harev, not of a Yitzchak Zilberstein, in Chelek Aleph, a Parsha Shemois. An interesting story. He was asked a story about a lady in Eretz Yisrael who gave birth to a child and she didn't want him. She left him in hospital and she fled. The child needed to eat. So the hospital advertised, would there be any lady, nursing mother, willing to nurse this child, a child who's unwanted by his parents, and the hospital pay for it? And this woman applied for the job. The mother applied for the job. She nursed her own child and was paid for it. It's brought down in Bahari, if not. Later she became Balas Tshuva. And she came to ask Ashaila, had she taken the money wrongly? By not disclosing the fact that she herself was the mother, perhaps it wasn't fair to take the money when she's nursing her own child. He brings down, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, from Heintige Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was crying, or Sultimu Barichus, why he was crying, the Torah tells us that the daughter of Paroi, Bas Paroi, went over to Miriam and said, can you find me somebody, a lady who will nurse the child? The Gemara in Soita Yud Beis is Marech. The Gemara in Soita Yud Beis says, Ha'elech v'karosinoch isho meinekes min ho'ivriois. Miriam suggested to Bas Paroi, shall I go and find a Hebrew lady to nurse the child? Melamed, says the Gemara, Shechziruhu Moshe al kol ha'mitzriyos kulom. They took Moshe to all the Mitzrios, all nursing Egyptian ladies. V'lo yonak, Oma. Moshe said, Peh she'osed ledabe im ha'shchina. A mouth that's in future goes to talk to the Shchina. Yenek dovatome. And they took Moshe Rabbeinu round until they found Yocheved, who was the mother of Moshe. And she was paid. Vani etene schorich. I'll pay your wage. Says the Netziv, interestingly, etain is different to tashlumin. Tashlumin is a wage. Etain is a gift, a nesino. Why does the Torah Akdoisha describe the wages that Bas Paroi agreed with the mother of Moshe as called Loshen nesino? Vani etene schorich. Says in its Tziv, it's very likely Bas Paroi recognized who the mother was. And she said, it's not a wage. I'll give it to you as my honor. I'll pay it to you happily. The Chiddur says more. The Chiddur says, V'henikiru li. Says the Chiddur, the word li means, bring him up as a prince. I'm going to pay you money, Yecheved, to eat the best food possible. So that the milk is produced for the... and comes the very finest foods. V'enikehu li. Daf Medof Hashdei, when the Gemara in Soita tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse a mitzris, and he said, Per kodosh, she'osli ledabe im ha'shchino, yenek dov atomei. Is it awesome? Is it really awesome? I think back Doma, we have to start with the Mishnah, a Mishnah Avodah Zarah, where the Mishnah makes it very clear that it's mutter. The Loshna Mishnah. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Chavov tells us, a Bas Yisrael, Yiddish Illegal, Leutonic Benosh Avodah Zarah. We don't recommend that Yiddish a lady nurses a non-Jewish child. Aval, says the Mishnah, Oyvedes Kirchovim, a non-Jewish lady, Meiniko Beno Shal Yisrael Birshusa. Okay, the word Birshusa needs to be looked at more. The Mishnah tells us, Bahakdoma, that a non-Jewish lady is allowed to be Meinik Beno Shal Yisrael. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu, at the princely age of 3 months, said no. Per Kodosh, she also le davei mashchina, yelik dava tomei, Moshe wasn't willing. It's a Mishnah says yes. Okay, there's the word Bershusa, the Modcha is busy with that word. But Bahakdome doesn't seem to be such a terrible problem. The Gemara Yevamos, Kuf Yodalad, seems to say the same. The Gemara Yevamos Kuf Yodalad says, Mutter letinoik, linoik min anochris. A child is allowed to be yoinik min anochris. It's allowed. But there must be another element to it. If Moshe Rabbeinu refused, there's a Midas Chassidus. And that's brought down in the Gemara. In Yogadeya, Simon Peyalev, the Shulchan Aruch is mevaya, it's a mutter, one is allowed to be yonuk, v'nochri, nochris, says the Gemara, cholov mitzvis, kecholov yisraelis, the milk of an Egyptian lady is like the milk of an Yiddish lady. If we stop there, there's nothing more to discuss. But the Gemara doesn't stop there. The Gemara adds, Umikol mokoim, lo yiniku tinoik min ha-mitzis, im efshe b'Yisraelis. Better to avoid it. Why? It's mutter. And it must have been to a degree that Moshe was willing to cry over it. Let's see why. Says the Loshen of the Gemara, the cholov oyvedes kechovim metamtem halev. It's a fact, says the Gemara, that the milk of a non-Jew is metamtem the lev, it blocks the heart. Umoilid loy tevaro, and gives the child a tevara, a bad teva. Where does the Gemara get this from? If the Mishnah is mati, the Mishnah is soita is mati. So the Mishnah Avodah Zarah is mati, Gemara Yevamos Kuf Yudalad is mati. Says the Gaon, in a few words, says the Gaon, why would the Gemara say this? The reason is because, says the Gemara, Heintige Parsha. In this week's Parsha, says the Vilna Gaon, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who rejected the Mitzri ladies and said, oh, no, Pesha also the Dabe. That's why, says the Gaon, the Gemara says one shouldn't have it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu rejected the Mitzri ladies' milk, is a raya la halocha that was supposed to avoid the chol of Mitzri from Moshe Rabbeinu. Stell sich der Welt, all Gedoyle Achroinim ask, thank you very much. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a chad bedora. Moshe Rabbeinu was a one in a not in a lifetime, one in the history of Klal Yisrael. Mi Moshe ad Moshe lekom ke Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu onov mikol odom. So Moshe Rabbeinu was noyeg the issa for himself. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that milk for himself because Moshe Rabbeinu understood he will talk to the Shechinah. How can we learn a halacha if it's intrinsically mutter to be yoinik from a mitzvah, kafi the Gemara and the Mishnah? Why would the Gemara tell us it's also because Moshe Rabbeinu was not an issa by himself? Shkoyach, doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu? Anuv ma'oid mikala odom. So Rebek Kamenetsky, Zatzal, Mikan, Chayv Kodesh for every parent to know, to realize and to understand that their child could be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. It's perhaps because parents tend to give up on the child. Might as well give him this other cholov. Maybe he might as well cholov akum. He won't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not? Why can't he be Moshe Rabbeinu? Efshekele yozai Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu was noyeg is at the age of 3 months and wouldn't drink cholov nitzris, and that's why the Gemara learns out the halachos is the gone, because Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be yonuk. Says if Yad Kamenetsky, it's a message for us. We have to treat our children as the next Moshe Rabbeinu and feed them the food that Moshe Rabbeinu would have eaten and not feed them what he wouldn't have eaten. Chmizan Azogun Efsha Ha'ora. I had the Ha'ora a few weeks ago. We find that Yosef HaTzadik in the house of Potiphar. Yosef, a young man of 17, was tempted by Ashes Potiphar. And Vayamoin, with the beautiful Shalsheles. Have a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Alshuch. They do wonders with the Shalsheles. I heard my Yid told me, Amore de Kavot, Yid in the Kehillah told me, the Shalsheles has 3 prongs to it. Histakil b'shloisho devorim. If a person thinks of 3 things, he won't come l'idei avero. A person should think, says the Mishnah in Ovitz, mei ayin, bosov, on atoheilach, and if nei mi. He said to me, the word Vayamoin has inside it all those 3 words, Me'ayin, On, and Me. Yosef HaTzadik thought of all those 3 things. That's the Shalsheles. And he rejected Eishes Potiphar. How? He's a young man, a boss of a dom, rejected by his family. And yet, Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. Efshe Rabbeisai, the teretz is up with what's been before. There's another Vayamoin in the parasha. Beis b'mesoira, earlier by Yaakov Avinu. When Yosef was taken and sold, the Torah says, Vayokumu kol bono v'chol b'noisov l'nachamoi. His family came up to comfort Yaakov. Vayamoin le'isnachim. Vayamoin. Yaakov Ovinu, the Tata Yaakov never gave up on his child. He was Zoycha the Yosef HaTzadik, never gave up on his Yiddishkeit. When a father believes in his child so much, the Vayamoin, it can bring about the Vayamoin in the next day as well. Kenzayin does his Heinin Advoim. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Yoinuk Min HaMitzris, Pekodosh. Says if Yaakov Kamenetsky, that applies to us as well. We all have to understand our children can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Feed them the same foods. Yidua, the zechus of a person who is Yoinuk when he is Israelis. The Torah tells us, Vashem poka de soro kash omo, Vayas Hashem de soro kash edibbe, Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah. The Torah Kodesh tells us that people didn't believe Sori Menua had a child. Isn't that? It's not hers. Asufi min ashuk. She's grabbed a child from somewhere in the street. She's fostered or adopted. It's not her child. Shteit in Chazal, Sora was Menik, all the children of the wealthy ladies. They all bore their children. Her dadim opened and she nursed them all. Made a call of them. Heiniko bonim soro. Said in Medrash that all those children later were Megaya. Not one drop of the milk of the Israeli sorry in Menu went to waste. When a child, every descendant nowadays, every person nowadays who is Megaya, is descendant from some child who was Yoinuk from Sorry in Menu. So you state. We find a boy side. Toysus Navoid Azora. Says a similar thing. Toys not with the Zora brings down a Maisa, a Bavusta Maisa, of Rebbe Antoninus. We know The Gemara in Avodah Zorah has the whole arichus of the friendship between Rebbe and Antoninus. Antoninus would visit Rebbe. He'd take guards with him. When he came, he took two guards with him through a certain tunnel. And Tosfos is mevayer over the background of how the friendship started. So Tosfos, how did the friendship start? Where did Rebbe Antoninus become so close? Says Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Yud, Omrino b'medrash, Cholov metame, cholov metahe. Milk is metame, and milk is metahe. Says Tosfos, Keshenoilad Rebbe gozru shloi lomoy. The famous Meister we know, Rebbe was born at a time when it was forbidden to do Bris Milah. They gave him Bris Milah. The Kaiser are sent and called Rebbe with his parents. And on the way, we know the famous story that Rebbe's parents exchanged him for Antoninus. And Rebbe's mother nursed Antoninus and brought him to show in front of the Kaiser this child is Nishkamalet. The Hegemon actually said, I'm sure they gave Bris Milah to their child. I don't believe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa lehem nisim. Shteitin Yerushalmi, says Tosfos, prints it down. Shelesoiv lomad Antoninus toira veniskaya umolatzmoi. He had Antoninus, who'd nursed from the mother of Rebbe, lesoiv niskaya umolatzmoi. Antoninus' love for Torah was internalized in him when he drank the cholom of Yisraelis. The Kash is asked, Vosmet Rebbe. Do you know, during that time, Rebbe must have nursed from the mother of Antoninus. What happened to Rebbe? They'll come to Gutsun. One tale that's all brought down is that Rebbe Tak, as we know, Gemara Bob Metzir Pehe. Rebbe suffered terribly from toothache for 7 years. We learned in last week's parasha, Ulven Shinayim Mecholov. The Shinayim are white from the milk. Yet Rebbe didn't have milk for a certain amount of time. The Rebbe nursed Antoninus as his mother. And for that reason, Rebbe suffered so much. Let's now look at the Tam Ho'issa. What's the reason? The Gemara says to us, don't have it. Avoid it. Moshe Rabbeinu avoided it. But why? In Avodah Zarah, what's the Sivas Ho'issa? What's the reason that it's awesome? The Gitvo says, in Avodah Zarah Chavov, it's because of the food. The food that the Nochris eats, the Macholos HaSugus, go into her dam, which becomes part of the milk, and the child is then drinking milk of Macholim HaSugim. The child is eating Macholos HaSugus. It goes through her body. It's because of the food she eats. The Rashpo and the Meiri say no. The Rashpo and the Meiri learn, it's because the Nochris is Tevaira. Tevaira, Stam Akum, Achosh, and all sorts of Averas. And that behavior, nothing to do with what she eats, will be transmitted through her Cholov into Klal Yisrael. We can already work out many nafkaminas between the two reasons. If a Nochris eats only kosher, if a Nochris lady says, I'll eat only kosher for you, she offers to nurse a Jewish child, says, I'll eat kosher. According to Gitvo, it's fine. It's the Macholim that we're worried about. According to the Ashbo Meiri, it doesn't help. And Faket Yaboisai, if Rachmon Litzlon, a Yiddish lady, offers to nurse a child, she's never Chamumba to Averis, she's open to all sorts of Averis, Chamuras. So maybe the food she eats will be okay. But Tivoya, Rachmon Litzlon, it's also a problem. Kenzai Rabbi Yisrael, we have an understanding now. Moshe Rabbeinu at 3 months old, cried. So I don't want to nurse this lady. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya Chavches says, Lemi yoyegedeo. Who be moyegedeo? Lemi yovin shmo. Gemule cholov. Atike shodayim. The Pasuk is talking about two things. Yoyegedeo and yovin shmo. Deo is das, understanding. Shmuel is just a listening chiluk. If we are correctly understand, there may be two separate problems with being yoinik from a mitzvah lady, which Moshe Rabbeinu was desperate to avoid. It's not just the milk which becomes part of the goof of the child. There's a very element of touching the mitzvah lady. The shmuel to understand, to listen to the Rebbeinu Shloim could be affected just by touching. Binogea to mitzri lady, timora, by the food that becomes part of them, part of the child, for the macholas asuris the mother ate, that may be hampering the child's understanding of the Torah at a deeper level. There's yoyegedeo. Says the pasuk two things: gemulei cholov atike shodayim. There's the cholov element, and there's the touching the shodayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, not only did he not nurse with the mitzvahs, but the Gemara Lechoira seems to imply that they tried to feed him. And what happened there? Moshe was crying. But he didn't nurse. Why is he crying? Because the Maisa, his lips touched the mitzvah ladies. It says, they are safer from the Shach al HaTorah. It's not the Shach that we know. The Sifse Koyen was a Talmud of the Arizal. Old Sefer. He brings down a posik in Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe. Take the first letters of Vayikra el Moshe. Vov from Vayikra. Aleph from El, Mem from Moshe. It says the Balaturim Rosh Tevis Imoy. It's his mother. It says the Sefer Sifse Koyim from the Talmud of the Arizal. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. I'm going to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I haven't been yoinik for mitzri. The Gemara and Sotah we started off with your base. But I've touched the mitzri lady. Says the Sifse Koyen, we all know the famous Chazal in Heintiger Parsha, that Paroi was frightened of Moshe Rabbeinu when Paroi pulled off the crown, when Moshe pulled off the crown from Paroi. And we know the famous story that's taught over, that Paroi decided to test Moshe Rabbeinu. And he put in front of him fire and gold. And Moshe wanted to take the gold, but the Malach pushed his hand into the fire. And we know Moshe would put his hand from the fire into his mouth. It set over. From there Moshe became a Yal Sfasim. I don't know the Makor for that, as is Dr. Wilt. It says the Sifse Koyen, not at all. Moshe did that to kasher his lips. He wasn't Yonuk. Das ist Libun. He wanted to burn the tumor that was negea onto his lips. Das ist gemulei cholov, atike shodayim. The double issa, potential issa involved with the cholov mitzvahs over here. Number one, the yoyegedeo, the yovin shmuo, the macholos asuros, and the tevaya. We find in kamov v'kama achronim that although, for example, the Rambam paskens the halacha, that a person who is, no one is allowed to be over, and no one's allowed to let themselves get killed for any other avera other than the gimel averas chamuras. Shitas Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, Perek Hey. Yet, Toys was not with the Zora, brings down a maisa of one of the Tanoim, who they wanted to feed in Boston Novelo, and he gave up his life. How does that fit in with the Shitas Rambam? Says the Ozaruah, Ichvash Degut. When it comes to Macholos Hasuris and Timtum Aleiv, there would be no point in living having eaten that sort of food. And therefore he gave up his life. Chasam Soifah has a tshuva of a person who was a shoiter and could have been cured in an institution where the food there would not have been kosher. Says the Chasam Soifah, worth looking at his Loshen. He says, Mutav, she is shoyt to call Yomov, he's been shoyt to all his life, and not be a Rosha afilu shor achas. Moshe finds that in his choylik, he says it depends exactly the case. But we're not ending him with a fascinating Ben Ish Chai. I found a Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. The Ben Ish Chai Megillah Yud Gimel says, he asks the Kasha. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel several opinions as to what Esther Hamalka ate Bemesa Hashvesh. What do you eat? And one opinion is that she ate Machal Yehudi kosher food. For the Ben Ish Chai, I don't understand. Ain Esther Mageda says Amavest Meladato, and yet she ate kosher food. The game is over. You sit on a plane next to somebody eating kosher food, you know who they are. And he's got an arichus and he says that kosher food is healthier, it's more gesund, it's cleaner, it's fresher. And she said, Achashosh, listen, I was brought up in the home of a yid who ate only kosher food, so I can only eat that food, it's cleaner and healthier. So the Ben Ish Chai. Then he ends. Ve'oymerim li, shegam hamalko be'englis yorum hoido. The Ben Ish Chai, I heard that even the Queen of England, may she live long, and for information, that must have been Victoria, oicheles rak boso kosher. I'll finish his words, chosum min hachochom shuhu kosher. Ben Ish Chai's words, ve'oymerim li, Kenzai Aboisai, filler the Umis Olam of our own Queen Victoria, knew the school of eating nor bossa kosher. Takazoi Chazain, to be the only day, Yovin Shmuel.